This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Rarely do I tell a story, and I really mean this, that's hard for me to tell. I get choked up when I read this story. It was all I could do to get through this story in first service. And I'm not exaggerating, but it's that kind of power told by Brennan Manning. I'll try it in this service. Once I related the story, he says, of an old man dying of cancer. The old man's daughter asked the local priest to come and pray with her father. When the priest arrived, he found the man lying in bed with his head propped up on the pillows and an empty chair beside the bed. The priest assumed that the old fellow had been informed of his visit. "I guess you were expecting me," he said. "No, I wasn't. Who are you?" He said, "Well, I'm the new associate at your parish," the priest replied. "When I saw the empty chair, I figured you knew I was going to show up." "Oh yeah, the chair," said the bedridden man. "Do you mind closing the door?" Puzzled, the priest shut the door. The man said, "I've never told anyone this, not even my daughter, but all my life I've never known how to pray. And at the Sunday services, I used to hear the pastor talk about prayer, but it always went right over my head. Finally, I said to him one day out of sheer frustration, 'I get nothing out of your sermons on prayer.'" That would hit me hard if someone told me that. "I get nothing out of your sermons on prayer." "I abandoned any attempt at prayer," he continued, "until one day about 4 years ago, my best friend said to me, 'Joe, prayer is just a simple matter of having a conversation with Christ. Here's what I suggest. Sit down on a chair, place an empty chair in front of you, and in faith, see Jesus on the other chair. Joe, it's not spooky because Jesus promised I'll be with you always. Just talk to him and listen to him in the same way you're doing with me right now.' So he looked at the priest and said, 'So I've tried it, and I liked it so much that I do it a couple hours every day, but I'm real careful. If my daughter saw me talking to an empty chair, she'd have a nervous breakdown or send me off to the funny farm.'" The priest was so deeply moved by the story and encouraged the guy to continue on his journey. Then he prayed with him and returned to the rectory. 2 nights later, the daughter called to tell the priest that her dad had just died that afternoon. "Did he die in peace?" he said. "Yes, when I left the house around 2 o'clock, he called me over to the bedside, told me one of his corny jokes, and kissed me on the cheek. When I got back from the store a couple hours later, I found him dead. But there was something strange, Father. In fact, beyond strange, kind of weird. Apparently, just before my dad died, he leaned over and rested his head on the chair beside his bed. He rested his head on the chair beside his bed." Folks, that's not just a sentimental story. It's based on the truth of the relationship that we have with Christ. I'm not calling you to a philosophy. I'm calling you to a relationship. I'm not asking you to believe some stuffy principles and say, "Follow these principles and it'll change your life." Everything that we do is calling people to a relationship with God the Father through the Son. Always has been, always will be. I'll never change in that message. You come to God the Father through the Son. How do I know that? Because Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." You love Christ, you love the Father. You obey Christ, you obey the Father. Everything you want to know about the Father, you find in the Son. If what Jesus said is true, that I and the Father are one. That's what we're interested in, a relationship to Jesus. When you have the right relationship to Jesus, you know what the first thing you want to do with your life? Guard your heart. The second thing you want to do is watch how you talk. The third thing you want to do is to manage and control what you look at. And then the last thing, if you know Jesus, you're going to watch where you go. You're going to make your paths level, which means secure.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.